like the fact that the governor talked about reimagining state government, rethinking the way we fund services, consolidating services, and looking at government a little differently. So I was really glad about that. And the fact that he talked about home-based care, which is something that I've been talking about for a long time, instead of being institutionalized, a lot of seniors want to be cared for at their home. That was touched on. The consolidation of maybe the state police and looking at municipalities that might be able to fund their own police department, if not, not relying on the state police as much, and maybe a per capita pay for the state police was a good idea. The other part about education and pre-K, you know, solid investments instead of prison population dollars. You want to invest in the front end, of course, in any budget. That should be the priority, the investment in the front end, as opposed to the back end expenses. The fact that our prison population is down and we're closing prisons is a good thing, but we need to keep investing in education. The only thing that I was a little disappointed about was he did not touch on property taxes, which when it came to seniors and saying what they care about, there's nothing more important, especially in my district, than property taxes and the effort to reform how we fund our schools. We need to fund our schools fairly, adequately, but our property taxes need to be addressed.